Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about the importance of being a weirdo. Growing up, we have so much pressure to fit in. The thought of being teased or called different is scary. I can remember doing some pretty cruel things in hopes that I would fit in and not be lumped into the people who were being teased. I remember there was once a girl who was tied up on the blacktop in third grade, and I hung back with the cool kids as they were tying her up, and then it wasn't until everyone left and I went and helped untie her and apologized. But in the moment, I was more concerned with not being weird, not being different, not being a loser, not being teased and mocked than I was about doing the right thing. And we're now at a time in our world we can't do that anymore. Now, I feel so much pride when someone calls me weird. My nephews, when they go, "Uncle John, you're so weird," I go, "Thank you for noticing. I work so hard at it. Thank you." But there is a hero for weirdos that is in the news right now. She's a hero for many reasons. Little Greta. Little Greta Thunberg, who took a emissions-free boat ride to the United States to speak to media and to speak to leaders, to speak about climate change. And while I am not equipped to speak to climate change with the expertise and eloquence that she does, I highly recommend you go online and watch some of her speeches. So powerful, so succinct. I can't help but tear up when I hear her look and speak to power and tell them to be ashamed and tell them what of her childhood is being sacrificed and what of her future is being sacrificed, and talking about picturing herself as a grandmother with her grandkids and what will she tell them. And oh, so powerful. But the piece of her story that I wanted to spend a few moments on is something that she has been very upfront about. And as you watch footage of her, it becomes somewhat clear that she is wired differently. According to her, she has Asperger's or autism, and claims it like a superpower.
You called your Asperger's, you called it a superpower, a gift. What do you mean by that?
Because that makes you different, that makes you think differently. Yeah. And especially in such a big crisis like this, when we need to think outside the box, we need to think outside our current system, that we need people who think outside the box and who aren't like everyone else.
We need people who are not like everyone else. This is one of the reasons why I am such a zealot and an advocate for Burning Man and for any culture or community that encourages people to be their authentic self in the face of a culture and a world that is trying to get people in line, to get them to be consumers, to get them to follow the rules and not stand out, not be too bright, not be too weird, not be too... There's that saying that, you know, when flowers get too tall is when they're cut off to be brought back in line. And culturally, we do that. Maybe not with the violence of a knife, but with something just as dangerous and significant and powerful, which is judgment and eye rolling. And as you show your difference, as you be your weirdness, you will face it. You will hear people roll their eyes at you, call you crazy, judge you, call you a loser. All these techniques and tools that they don't even know they're doing it. They're acting as an agent of our capitalist commercial system to keep you in line. They don't know any better. So as you hear it, don't get upset, don't hate on them, but don't take it to heart. This little girl is speaking something powerfully true. It is in the differences, the innate differences in us, that we have the answers, that we have the paths to world healing, to individual healing, to cultural and societal healing. But we cannot get there if, rather than let those things out, we hold them in and follow the rules and follow the paths and the ruts that have gotten us into the problems that we have right now. Being weird is activism. Being authentically yourself is activism. Supporting other people as they are radically self-expressing is activism. There is a reason why I have dedicated so much of my life to the 10 principles, Black Rock City, and the regionals, and this community. It is because it is only in these nooks and crannies where the weirdness is creeping through that we have a chance. Not everyone has the superpower that Greta has, where she can take the brunt of all the judgment and still stand powerfully strong in it. But hopefully, more and more of us can see an example like that and say, I know my truth. And even if everyone around me is telling me, you look crazy, you sound stupid, you're being ridiculous, you're not being realistic, you can check in with the only authority that matters, your truth, and say, I'm standing strong here now, and I'm spreading this brightly, loudly to the world as best I can. Maybe that means going on a world tour to share your mission. Maybe it just means speaking your truth when asked, or raising your children with honor and integrity, or speaking up in the office when a suggestion is made that does not seem right. These are all the places where we can be Greta, where we can be a weirdo that changes the world. So thank you to all the weirdos. And guess what? That's everyone. It just takes a little practice and maneuvering to let it out. And that's why we have places like this, to remind each other that the good stuff is on the edge, maybe past the edge, maybe the things that people aren't ready for yet. Because what we are ready for, what we've got, doesn't work. Thank you for being you. Be it more. I love you. Are you ready to bring your weirdness to the world? I'm starting another group of The Pink Path in a couple of weeks. So go to thepinkpath.net and put in an application. Let's have a talk and bring your genius and your magic, and let's work together to heal the world.